True love, nothing will ever tear us apart. Two hot guys, two cute guys, two little guys, we have a surprise. Sick in the head, but we have big cars. We believe in true love, nothing will ever tear us apart. We believe in true love. We're two hot guys, two cute guys. Surprise, surprise.
You doing it?
Everywhere you circle, everywhere you follow, it happened together.
What was that? Family Matters? No.
Everywhere you look, everywhere you are.
That was
Full House.
The Olsen twins.
Full flowers.
Them two fucking skeletons. Dude, them bitches is fucked up, huh?
Ah, skeleton twins, skeleton boys, skeleton girls. It's all, you know, it's all in the game together, baby. We're all doing it. welcome to Sick in the Head. This is it, right? Look.
Hell yeah.
I have something to say, okay?
Yeah, buddy. The floor is yours.
You are God's earthly dagger.
I am.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There's something about the two of us that I just haven't put my thumb on yet.
Okay.
But it's too similar, the two of us, on the other side of the spectrum. We're like bizarro world, you and I, but the same, you know?
Sure.
And that just might mean that I am somehow, in some way, also divine somehow.
Okay.
I am starting to figure this out, and I have just started in my life to realize that, you know what, that line you draw in the dirt between, when people are there and then when people try to take advantage of you, I'm starting to paint it red. Okay, that line, nice, bright red, okay?
As bright as it gets.
Today marks the day in life no one has ever taken advantage of me again. Okay, baby?
You're not letting nobody shit all over you for $200 ever again.
Fuck everybody.
I love that.
Listen, man. Life's great. Life is amazing, okay? But sometimes you got to just take one of the nuts, you know?
Hells yeah, man. You got to take one of the little nuts. You got to crack eat oatmeal. See how much meat's in that motherfucker. If there's not enough meat, why are you going to hurt your teeth trying to crack the nut?
That's dumb.
Right. You got to crack a nut with plenty of meat, like a squirrel.
You only got one set of teeth.
Right, you only have one set of teeth, right? One set of natural born teeth. That's exactly right. And you're done. You're saving your teeth. You're sick of these people.
Yeah.
Right. I heard something. Someone told me that you had a rough go of it. Now, who told me? I'm not saying. But I heard you had a struggle this week with some clients, and I was livid when I heard, because no one treats the first apostle of the Church of the Dagger that way. Only the prophet gets to do that, because I am the prophet, of course. I'm the boss, the big boss. But not a fucking heathen. No.
No.
So why are these fucknuts fucking witches?
I just don't understand why people can't treat people like people, you know?
Hells yeah.
I guess that makes them not people.
No, it makes them rude. It makes them dogs.
That's the only people I don't like on this earth. I don't mind the gays. I don't mind the any other races or genders or religions or Jews or anybody. I like everybody. I I love everybody.
Okay, so
really
gays,
do.
Midgets, and Jews. You like them all equally.
I love everybody. I love everybody equally.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
You know what I don't like? People who think that they can put other people down for any reason. Okay?
Right.
Now, unless it's a joke. Jokes are fun. Okay?
You like to judge people based on the content of their character,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Who said that? Was that Marvin Lutheran King? Who was that?
Wait. Let me tell you something. I'm having this weird. I think I maybe had a daydream.
Okay. Just now.
Yeah, just now. I was having this daydream.
Sure. What happened here?
I had a daydream.
Oh shit. Okay. I'm liking where this is going.
I had a daydream. We're all of the Christian people and the Jewish people and
the midgets,
the midgets
and
all
the
of
gays,
the other people who
you just said,
and the gays, yeah, and the gays and the lesbians and the trans,
right,
and all of them, all every single one of every people,
okay,
get to live in a world where they can walk hand in hand to go to school.
Okay, sure.
And they can walk next to each other, maybe not hand in hand, because some people don't like that.
Right.
To do, maybe go bowling or whatnot. Okay? But I can't stand for when those people get to the bowling alley, someone looks at them and has something negative to say. Okay?
Right.
And I won't stand for when people, hard-working young people, go out. You must be out of your mind if you think that I'm going to do something like that. I the first time I ever go into a speech ever in my entire life, and my phone rings.
Keep going.
I can't stand it when people try to take advantage of people. Okay.
Yes.
I had a daydream where everything in life is lily pads and tadpoles.
Okay. That was a good speech. Let me stop you before you dry out.
Ruin it.
Yes. I think the phone call, it fucked you up a little bit. Sorry.
A little bit. I apologize.
But okay. Lenny Luther King is here. Okay. Lenny Luther King, and I'm Joshy Farrakhan, and this is my turn, all right?
I'm here.
The rude client is the epitome of all evil. You hire a man to paint your house, and you're bugging him every step of the way. Well, the time has come for these clients to be beaten.
Amen. Amen.
Raped and mitered.
Okay. So we got that out of the way.
Yeah. That's the crowd.
The crowd goes fucking wild. So here's what I want to say. Open letter to people who hire people and shit on him when they're just being regular guys. You think my little buddy here don't know how to paint a house? He's been doing it since he was 17 fucking years old. You really think, in all honesty, little Lenny here don't know how to paint a house? That's the only thing he knows how to do good on this fucking earth. And you give him shit?
Hey, thanks, man.
And you give my little buddy shit?
You know what I was thinking about?
Don't worry, I'm going to figure out a way to get back at these fuckers.
I was having flashbacks of high school on the wrestling mat. I was like, I'm going to blast this guy with the double leg right now if he doesn't stop saying the F word at me.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Let's imagine an
awesome scenario.
Here it is.
You're eating shit all fucking day. You're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. Oh, you're so right. Just taking shit. But what they didn't see you do was take the spare key.
I have a spare key.
Okay, you have a spare key. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's it. But this is just hypothetical.
3 a.m. You go back. You have unfinished business at this client's house. First thing you do, take your taser out, zap the husband. Bzz, bzz, bzz. He starts shaking. The wife wakes up scared. Oh my God, what's going on? And you go, time to pay, bitch. But you go ahead, I'll give you a second. Run. But, you know, she's hysterical. She gets up. She's running into stuff, falling, slipping. You know, just a helpless old bitch. She's doing it for herself. She's fucking up. Meanwhile, you tie the husband up. Okay? He's tied up. He can't go nowhere. Now you get to the lady. You go, what was you telling me? What was you telling me earlier? She goes, who are you? You take your mask off. It's the house painter. Shouldn't have been rude to me. She goes, I know your father. I know your father. Don't do this. And then you go, my father doesn't know me that well.
No, you know what I would say there? I would say, my father approved this estimate.
Oh, that's good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go, don't worry. I approve this touch-up. He said it's a go. The color?
He gave me the green light.
The color? Crimson red. And you fucking, you start slashing her. You start fucking slashing her.
You missed some steps here. Okay, I'm going to fill everybody in. This house, I was painting this people's house. And I had to do a bunch of other stuff. I did all the work exactly what they wanted to be done, right? And these people are retiring, and they're like trying to get every penny out of this house because they're retiring and they don't have any other fucking money or whatever.
Losers.
The problem is the house looked like if it was abandoned for 10 years and then hoarders moved in. That's Ew. What exactly. So there was like drywall missing everywhere. Like crack, like the ceilings are coming off. Like it was a pigsty. It was a shit show. So what they wanted to do is fix it up, clean it up, put it on the market, get out of here, move down to Virginia or something, North Carolina. I don't give a shit. Right?
Yeah.
And guess what? We go over there, we give them an estimate. They're very happy. They say, go ahead, make it happen. We want to get this thing on the market. Guess what? Guess what we did? We took care of it, painted the whole thing inside out. And then they started wanting extra things, changing the vanities, changing the faucets, changing the light fixtures. Okay, all right, I'll help you out here and there. I'm going to charge a little extra, but it's not a big deal.
Yep.
Then, last day on the job, I'm working in the bathroom, painting it for the second time because not on top of all that, I got an idiot that works at the paint store mixed up the wrong formula for the paint. Same color, wrong formula.
God, that's
a hair off. Had to paint all the bathrooms again. Not a big deal,
man.
Not their fault, my fault. I understand that. I took the time to redo it. They kept going through the house, chipping everything up because they were moving all this shit around all the time. So I was going around behind them, touching everything up.
Touching losers.
Up after the floor guys. Touching up after the fucking carpet guys. Guess what?
What?
I had to pay for it. Okay?
That's dog
and
shit.
And then the last day, these people come into the bathroom that I'm painting for the third time, and they start yelling at me with their voices really high up, higher than a normal conversation, you know?
Yeah.
And they start saying, I don't give a fucking shit if you have other work. You need to stay here until the house is done, and you need to center those lights above the vanity. And I said, listen, ma'am, look, there's no need to cuss. I didn't come here to argue with anybody. You asked me to replace the lights, not take light fixtures down, move the electrical boxes over so they're centered up with the new van, all this bullshit, okay?
Right.
If you want that done, get an electrician, okay? I said, I'm going to stop arguing with you here. I'm going to finish my job and I'm leaving. And they were like, oh, you can't, and you should have, and you would have. And I'm like, I just closed the door to the bathroom and I sat in there and worked, okay?
Beautiful.
And I told them, I'm done. I'm never coming back here. Love they it. Asked for some touch-ups after that. You know what I did? I took them some paint, dropped it off. Take care of it yourself, okay?
Love that.
Because you got to draw the line somewhere.
You do. You really do. Sarandos, we're dealing with these fuckers one way or another. You're going to give me their names. We'll figure out a way to fuck them over, at least psychologically. No other way. We're not going to hurt these people physically.
No.
We're not going to damage their reputations. They're just going to be psychologically fucked up. I'm going to pretend to be somebody on the internet. I'll find them. I'll do something. It's going to be so fucking fun. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to have a ball with these fuck nuts.
You know what they do? They fix people's computers, but like if you're having like problems, you call them up and they like go into your computer as you're using it from a different place and like fix
right.
it, you know?
Yes. Really?
So maybe maybe you'll have an issue with your computer.
Right. That's going to be good. How old are these fuck nuts?
Well, if they're retiring, I guess they're in their mid-60s. I don't know. They look a lot old. They're the type of white people who, like, their skin is, like, falling off their body and they have Band-Aids all over them.
Ew.
You know?
Wait, so how the fuck did you even find these assholes? Their house is a dilapidated shithole.
It's in a really nice neighborhood. And you know what's funny? When we first started working there, you start to get hints of, like, what type of people really are, like, these people. And I'm like, oh, your neighbors, they have a nice house and whatever. And they're like, ooh, those neighbors, we don't like those neighbors. They don't like us. They're like me, whatever. I'm like thinking to myself, I wonder why they don't like you. Is it them or is it you?
Exactly. Obviously, it's those fuck nuts. Okay? You, from now on, will assess the vibes. If you see a house that looks like someone shits in the corner, you're not going to do it. Okay?
No.
If her eyes are rolling back and her fucking little vein out of her neck sticking out, nothing's going on, you say no. This is what we're doing from now on, okay?
I can't. I'm not going to. All week, I was thinking about three things, okay? Number one, I'm moving to Greece and I'm never looking back, okay?
Okay.
That's not an option right now. Number two.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be there right now. I want to be here.
Okay.
Number two. Just fucking put your head down, shut up, and keep working. Okay? That was halfway an option. Number three. Use this in my stand-up. Now that is 100% the only positive. I got to be positive somehow, you know?
You will use it in your stand-up, and my blood will be boiling as I trick these people into thinking I'm a customer.
I can't wait one day. I'm going to do something successful in my life, and these people are going to see me in the future. And they're like, yeah, that guy painted our house. Remember when we yelled at him?
Exactly. I mean, when they die, you know, they're older than us, right?
Yeah.
So this will be like a three-pronged approach. First approach, you know, we find out all the info. You got all that already. Second, we fuck around with their company. We make calls. We pretend, you know, we need stuff. We go on there. We leave reviews. We call it, you know, they smelled. They were weird. You know, they said racial slurs.
Those are all three truthful things.
Beautiful. Step three, when they die, we're going to absolutely desecrate their graves. Because you don't fuck with the first apostle of the Church of the Dagger. And they're heathens. So the prophet himself will desecrate it. He'll shit on it. He'll pee on it. He'll do whatever he wants to it.
I might pee on it.
And I'll also banish them to hell.
I'd appreciate that if you could do that.
So don't worry. I'll banish them to hell. It does take a while for me to use that much power. I do have powers. Right now, they're just not completely refined. God did give me powers. I just get really tired just doing the smallest little thing. So it's going to take me a while to banish them to hell. It might kill me. It just barely I'll survive, I think. But I'll do it for you. And yeah, man, so it's exciting. I cannot wait to teach these fuck nuts a lesson for messing with my little buddy.
You got to teach people a lesson.
They do not get away with it. Just because they're old and ugly, they do not get away with it.
You got to teach people a lesson, okay?
And if anyone listening, you know, I know there's like 50 you fuck nuts, want to know or want to be in on it, you DM me. We'll figure something out.
Please.
Okay? No one messes with Lenny Luther. Okay? No one at all.
Lenny Luther King Jr., baby.
Lenny Luther King, truly a man of peace, okay?
Yeah.
A nice man, as retarded as he can be sometimes, really just a good-hearted guy. And I do not respect someone who is rude to my little whore.
Oh, it feels good to talk about it.
Yeah, that's what therapy is, you know? But listen, you can do it with me. It's nice to get it off your chest. Your wife's not there. Your parents could give a fuck less. So this is probably the first time you get to vent, even just a little bit about this. And I got to say, man, it does suck because I used to work as a salesman, but it was a corporation, so I could get away with so much more. That's the problem when you're a small business. You know, your reputation is everything. I worked at the paint store. Man, if anybody gave me trouble, I would just go in the back. I would just sit there. I would just ignore the register. I mean, it was fucking incredible, dude.
You know what I do love? Because I go to the paint store almost every day. I love the drama in the paint store.
It's dude, there really is drama. It's so funny.
It's so every paint store that I go to, there's always like two or three guys working. They never, none of them all like each other. You know, there's always like two that kind of get along, and then one's like the outsider, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's this one guy like had like made this promise to this big company that he was going to get delivery to them by like 9 a.m. or something.
Not good, and
he obviously wasn't going to make it. It was like 800 fucking
Never make that promise, man.
And then what happened is he went to take the delivery like an hour and a half later, and he's out on the drive, and the guy of the company's calling the store, and he's yelling at the other guys who didn't have anything to do with it that, you know,
right,
try to help him get it done. And I walk in, and they got a guy on speakerphone just yelling. He's like, you fucking told me that the paint was going to be here at 9 a.m. I got the building manager here, and he's up my ass. And where the hell is the paint? And he's like, listen, man, please stop yelling at me. You know,
yeah, I know.
Somebody else told you they were going to bring the paint. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. I used to let nobody try to eat my ass at the paint store, man. Making soap, my manager would make promises he couldn't keep. I knew he couldn't keep them. And I would just be like, dude, you are just, I know you want money. You know, all these assholes. They get like a commission if they go a little above green or something. At least my company, they were just making new stores literally for the logo, for the marketing. They would put it on a major road. People would see it driving on cars. Like 70% of these fucking stores don't make money.
Yeah,
they're either in the black or the red. There's the central stores that make like all the cash. Uh-huh. So there's like a store in like central Baltimore that makes like millions of dollars a year. The one I did didn't make shit. We wouldn't make money. We would fucking lose money, dude.
That's the best one to work at.
Yeah, of course. But my fucking manager, not the one that schnarfed himself and was sent to hell by the traditional god.
Schmurder, okay. Schmied.
Yeah, not the one who schnarfed himself and his wife. All right. This is the guy before. He was a young little hot guy. He was trying to be a little salesman and shit. He's trying to be a sales rep. He's like, oh, I'm gonna be good, man. So he would fucking put my ass on the line because I was a delivery guy. He would go, oh, yeah, yeah, we could get these 400 gallons out to fucking goddamn Cecil County. Like, I don't even know why it was my store. Like, there was always some weird shit where, like, some guy lived 10 minutes away, and he's like, I got a job in Philadelphia. And my stupid manager's like, oh, the money. Oh, I need this money. He'd be like, oh, yeah, we could do it. And then his ass would have the gall to be like, whatever, please try to make it back as fast as you can. First off, you send me somewhere that far, I'm sitting down and eating lunch. Okay? I'm sitting down and eating lunch.
You know what you're not doing? Fucking flooring it both ways.
Flooring it both ways for $10 an hour is not what I'm doing. These motherfuckers are out of their minds, dude. He would text me. Okay, I remember this. He literally sent me to Pennsylvania. I'm like, this guy's crazy, man. He's not going to see me for 4 hours. Okay? He was texting me. I didn't even drop the paint off yet. Where are you? Are you almost there? Like, he was checking Google Maps and shit. I'm like, traffic. I text traffic. I'm like slurping noodles. I ordered a bowl of pho at this fucking restaurant.
Did you sit down there and eat it?
I sat down. I had like a 45-minute lunch, dude.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, don't look fucked up.
He's insane. And then, you know, I get back, obviously late as shit. He knew what happened. Oh, sorry, man. Traffic. Anyway, dude, I got to get home. You know, my shift's yeah. over. I did a little bit of overtime. It was good, man. It's good to lie. It's good to be a piece of shit because no one respects you, as you found out this week. Everyone, when money's involved, you're not human no more. It's shit.
Nope.
And it's not right.
I've had my last two customers, all of them, they're both, all three, it's whatever, two couples. They're all, the only thing that they're saying to me is, I have a deadline. I have a deadline. And I'm saying to me, I'm telling them, I'm like, listen, I told you that I was going to do my best. Now, if you're expecting more, it's going to take more time, right? Yep. You want quality work. You want it done right. I could just slap some paint on this thing, get out of here if you want to pay me like that. Or you want it done right, it's going to take some time, you know?
Right. They should have hired.
What?
What?
I have a deadline. How about you go fuck yourself? Find another painter.
Right. Exactly right. And I'll tell you another thing. Okay, learn this too, all right? If it's old people being mean to you, there's not going to be no cameras in the house. They're not going to be recording. You have at least 5 seconds to say some real vile shit to them with no proof, okay? I used to do that too. If I was alone in the store and someone was being a cunt to me, I would say something fucking really messed up to them, and I'd go, look, you can call the office. You can call the manager. It's just me and you. I'm going to deny it. You're going to say I did it, and it's going to be hearsay. So why waste your time? Yeah. Just walk out the door and be mad, you know? I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's awesome. You can do that, too, and you can say, suck my – oh, yeah, but you're waiting to get paid. What's going to happen with that? Are you going to get your money or not?
I'm thinking about putting a lien on the house.
What? Are you going to get your money from these people?
I'm going to put a lien on their house so they can't sell the house, so they have to pay me.
How are you going to put a lien on it?
Well, I did work at their house. They owe me money. You just go and you put a lien on a house.
Do it.
I'm going to if they don't pay me.
Threaten them.
I'm not going to threaten them. I'm just going to go do it, and they're going to see there's a lien on their house, and they're like, oh, God, we owe that painter money.
Like, how stupid are these people? Pay the painter... Pay the painter where it costs like 0.2% of the total fucking thing you're doing and get it over with.
They're gonna make like $850,000 on this house.
Why are these people?
They probably bought it for
retarded peanuts.
They bought it for peanuts. They never put 1 cent into it. The only thing they did is put a fucking goldfish pond in the backyard.
Ew.
And a fucking hot tub because that's their vacation. Ew. Sitting in the jacuzzi in the fucking wintertime.
Fucking losers.
I hate Americans, okay?
Yeah. I remember in Greektown, we were hanging out. It was me and my friend P, we'll just call him P, with some Americanos born and raised, you know, not Greek, not whatever. Just some, you know, your average cute little white people. Mm-hmm. They were sitting there talking about how fun it was going in the hot tub as a kid, right? And it was like 6 different people. They were like, oh, yeah, it was fucking awesome. Me and P are looking at each other like, what the fuck?
Hot tubs? What are these people talking about?
My friend P goes, what? You guys had hot tubs? You know? They're like, oh, yeah, you didn't? I was like, no. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. We thought it was strange.
It is.
It's fucking strange. Also, it might be that we're from, like, Maryland, so it's like, you know, Maryland's such a bougie state. Because, you know, I know about Dundalk. Trust me, them white people don't got hot tubs, all right?
Yeah, no.
But, you know, Potomac, Maryland, you know, all those real nice places. Maryland's bougie. It could just be that we're from Maryland and the Maryland white people love hot tubs. You know, I don't know.
You know what I always imagine when I think of hot tubs?
What?
I feel like I always imagine that people come in them and the cum is like gets so warm that it turns into like spaghetti and it just like floats around the hot tub.
Okay. That's a possibility. I've never jitted in a hot tub. I guess you never jitted in one. I've never been in one.
If anybody here listening has ever jitted in a hot tub, please tell us what happens to the jit.
Please let us know what happens to the jit. Also, I feel like hot tubs are for people who think they're rich, but not really, you know? Like, do actually rich people give a fuck? Don't they just, like, go to a nice hotel where the hot tub's nice and clean, you know?
Here's how it is. Here, I'll tell you. There's a difference, okay? There's rich people who have hot tubs, and then there's poor people who have hot tubs. If you're a person who has a hot tub, and it's built above ground, and you got to, like, put wood paneling on the side of it to dress it up, you're poor, okay?
Right, that's disgusting.
Yeah. If you have a fucking hot tub built in by some landscape architect into your, like, pool, you know, integrated
right into
your pool where you're hopping in and out of the pool into
right,
the hot tub.
Right, right.
Now you're talking about you got
that's
some
a different level. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the standalone hot tub in a backyard full of grass.
Yeah, and you got, like, a 4x4 tube, like, a fucking deck next to it just so you could stand on it so you're
exactly not
walking through the grass. Yeah, that's the kind of fucking poor people.
Right. Okay, we
figured
that out.
That's the kind of hot tubs that we would have if our parents ever got hot tubs.
Right. The closest I ever got was also my friend P, who was in that conversation. When he was a kid, he had a pool. Not in ground, buddy.
Above ground, baby.
An above ground pool, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Closest I've got. Anyway.
Does the water get warm?
No.
From the sun?
No, and, you know, the hose goes in to that giant fucking bowl, and it takes like 6 hours to fill up.
And you guys are swimming there, look like little dumplings in hot water.
Yeah, just look like little pieces of dog shit. But hell's yeah.
One time I was swimming in the ocean I was in Greece. And the water there is like really nice. Like most of the time it's really nice. But if the weather comes a certain way on a few beaches, I think like they have this big pipeline of shit that comes out of the island and they just have it going really far into the middle of the ocean and just like pumps out all the shit. But I think it broke. Like somewhere a lot closer to the island, and on certain days when the weather is like a certain way, it brings shit out, like shit water, like bubbly water. So I'm like in the water, and I'm literally talking about how nice it is to be like swim. I don't swim that often. I'm like, the water's so nice today. There's no breeze. It's beautiful, like just perfect. You just want to sit in the water all day, and I fucking turn around, and I saw a turd. Swimming by my face.
God damn it.
It was the size of a fucking jumbo beef frank.
Ew, man.
It was just floating, like bobbling in the water. And it was kind of nice because like, it was like glistening. And it was like,
it
was
not
like a fake
nice.
Turd. It looked like
you
a fake
turd. You can't
turd.
Say a piece of shit right by your head is kind of nice in any way, dude. Like, what are you talking about? Could you imagine if you accidentally tasted it?
It came so close to my lips.
Yes. See, there's always the dark side of fucking, paradise. These beautiful places. They have to tunnel shit far enough so the tourists, don't see it when they're swimming. The only way they get money.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
I love it, man.
You know, not to mention they literally get shipments of bottled water so they don't die. I'm not even getting into it, man.
I feel like that I figured it out that did you see that? I saw this little video of this little African kid in like somewhere in Africa, and he had this empty like plastic water bottle, looked like a Dasani bottle or something. the ones that are made of a little bit thicker plastic that hold, you know?
Yep.
And like, it looked like he like pulled it right out of the ocean from like a, where all the white people's, you know, trash goes in mm-hmm. the ocean in Africa. And he was playing like the most beautiful, like he started like playing the drums, like making a beat out of using this fucking bottle. And it was ridiculous. Like, it was amazing, the music that he was making. And I was like just thinking about, what if I didn't fucking just throw my water bottle down the drain? How would that kid have ever played music?
Right. Like, litter is good for poor Africans.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So
that's what's
let's
up.
Just think. Think about it positively.
I thought you were going to say this other video. I saw this little African kid, and he had a puppy in a shoe. This tiny puppy. Are you okay?
Sound like somebody was knocking on my door.
He got so scared. That was so funny. You're not in a horror movie, buddy.
It ain't the end, is it?
You want to check real quick?
No. I can look. There's a window right next to the door, and I don't see anything moving.
All right. So,
the plan that I had for those guys, they're a step ahead. They're
going to kill you at night.
They're
going to
come kill
you.
Me. They're gonna like, we're never paying that guy his fucking final installment.
If these people do that to you, I'm going to their house. I'm just setting it on fire, man. I go, you do not do this to me. Because at that point, it's about me, not even you. You're long dead. At this point, it's respect for me. You don't disrespect me.
You don't disrespect, George, you don't disrespect this podcast. You do not, most of all, disrespect the martyr.
You do not disrespect a spiritual underling of mine.
Never, ever.
Anyway, there was an African kid, and he had a little puppy in his shoe. It was so small, it fit in his shoe. And his mom goes, why is there a puppy in a shoe? And then he goes,
because it's cold, that's why.
And then she goes, oh, okay, that was it. I thought you were going to say that.
That's a cute little bit video.
Hells yeah, dude. It was awesome. And the kid was fat and chunky. You know, the puppy's like, I'm warm. I don't even know. He didn't give a fuck he was in a shoe. He was
nobody
warm.
Who cares? Oh, man. The things that people care about and the things that don't matter. You know?
Right. God, man. You get so deep on these podcasts.
Yo, if I was like this all the time, no, I would have no friends.
You get so fucking... What friends? All your friends are fucking weird. All the Greek friends that aren't, like, you know, associated with me and my friends are like, you know, they don't go to therapy because they think it's gay. Like, they love guns. Like, all this shit. Okay? Your friends suck. It'll be good to change it up a little bit.
I went to another customer's house, and this guy's a great guy. He's a really nice guy, and, like... He's got very patient, like whatever, you know. He just wants something done. He's like, you know, we know you guys do great work. Just come whenever you can, right? So I stopped in to do some little things for him. And he wanted me, I didn't know I was going to go do this, but he wanted me to bolt a gun safe to a wall in his closet. Okay. So I went there. I was like, all right, there's no problem. But there's... He's like, yeah, it's just stick six bolts that are supposed to go into either like concrete or into like wooden studs so that, you know, that nobody can steal a safe. But there's no wooden studs or anything here, so you could just use these toggle bolts in the drywall. And I was like, okay. So literally somebody can go and tear the whole safe off of the wall like with very minimal effort and just like steal... The whole gun safe.
It's aesthetics, man. He just wants it to look nice.
Yeah, it did look nice.
That's good. I cannot wait. Yeah. One day, future Josh, I'm going to be walking around with a little 38 in my pocket. All right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be the dead of night. I'm just going to be walking around with it. And I'm going to be looking at people. Just looking. What do you want? You know, fucking around. What do you want with me? You got problems with me? Huh? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if George Zimmerman wasn't a racist, like, but hated home, you know, homeless or demons in disguise. We have already talked about this. Anyone who's a true member of the Church of the Dagger, that's the first tenet of the church.
Do you think we should go get guns?
The homeless are devils in disguise. So I will go around, sending them back to their natural realm, hell, with a gun.
You should get a really, really tiny one.
I'm going to get a snub nose, a 38 snub nose.
Not even a 38, but like the ones that are really small.
No, I need to kill. No, I need to actually kill people, like kill them. I'm not going to like shoot them in the head and they're like just dizzy. And the cops come and there's like a pebble in their head. I'm not doing that.
And then they're going to make a documentary about this homeless guy who just got shot in the head. And he's gonna have a beautiful story to tell, and then he's going to be eating nice dinners.
Yeah, and I'm going to be behind the news lady when she's talking about it on the bridge. And I'm just going to be hoping they talk to me as a concerned citizen.
Yeah, you're going to be like, yeah, man. Then there was this fire. And they're like, did you see how? They were like, I saw how it started. And they're like, who did it? And it was, they're like, it's me.
No, this is about the shooting of the homeless man.
This is how this whole, this is a video, or this is like how things would have happened if it was a fire. But you,
I'm not talking about the fire.
In your scenario, it's a shooting. And yes, they would be like, and here, I'll go do it again.
Okay.
And we're here live on the scene where, this little old homeless man wasn't bothering anybody, got something that wasn't even supposed to be coming for him, and let's go live with people on the
that
scene.
You think that's how?
What?
That's how a news lady would say that this little old man got something that wasn't even coming for him.
Yeah, but this isn't like Fox News or NBC Dateline.
Right, it's local. It's local.
Yeah, it's local. So it's like not the best of the best, you know? And they turn around and like, let's go to the people on the scene. And they're around and you're there, number one. You're kinda like you're antsy, you look like the kid in class who knows the answer but doesn't want to like raise his hand, you know?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, well, were you here on the scene when it happened? And you start saying things like, I saw the whole thing. And let me tell you, boy, he had it coming to him.
The homeless man had it coming to him?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get myself. Oh, God. You have to pretend like you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
go,
but I'm trying to get to the point, okay? You say.
Why would you say he had it coming to him? You don't victimize the victim.
You're trying to blame it on somebody else, so you get.
Yeah, but
you
go, oh, poor guy. You don't say he had it coming to him. You go, oh, the poor guy. Some Mexican guy came up out of a pickup truck. And
no, wait. If you make it seem like he actually had it coming to him, people will be on the side of the guy who did it. So in the scenario, if there was ever a scenario, you do get caught. It wouldn't be so bad that at least the people are on your side.
It's either that or people are going to go, why is this guy so mad at the homeless? He just got shot. I mean, a normal guy who even had problems with the homeless man would go, I mean, he was a crazy piece of shit who would be, you know, screaming on the side of the road. But God damn, even I don't wish he got shot in the head. Get it?
Yeah, I guess. All right. You got a point. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that video of that, like, that majority African-American town that they went to where they said they saw a leprechaun in the tree.
Oh, that was so good. That's a classic, dude.
That's the greatest video of all time. And
that's
why
people...
It goes to the guy who's fucking dressed head to toe in camo.
Yeah.
And he's got a flute, and he goes... This flute was handed down to me by 8 generations ago from my Irish great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, they were all blacker than sin, okay? There's no Irish people here there. And the one guy or something said he saw a leprechaun in a tree, and then, like, it sparked like a wildfire, okay? That's why humans rule. Like, it literally, ideas catch on. It's like, oh, there's a leprechaun. Everyone's like, oh, my God. There was one. Same idea as Hitler. Hitler was talking. Everybody was mesmerized by the guy. This black man was the Hitler of that neighborhood, except except extermination of Jews was a leprechaun sighting. See?
There's one guy in the beginning of the video who's standing. There's a big crowd of people behind him. And he goes, and he looks like he's in a rap video. And he's like, yeah, man, look like I seen a leprechaun in a tree. And he turns around and he's like, everybody who's seen the leprechaun in a tree say, yeah. And everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we are in our early 30s. This clip came out, what, were we 14 or something? It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was like 15 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys never seen it, look it up. Leprechaun Sighting in the Hood, maybe, is the title.
Maybe I'll post a link of it in the description of the podcast if we're allowed to do something like that.
Okay. We'll see if we can.
But also in all those videos, there's the one realist.
Yeah. He's like, this did not happen.
And this lady goes, it's probably just crackhead or something.
Yeah. So many great videos before the internet was like, you know.
Yeah.
But when the internet was the Wild West, man, the videos were incredible. Let's not forget about the guy who stuck the jar in his ass and it broke. Let's not forget about that, okay? And
we should pay homage to the trailblazers of internet videos.
Let's not forget about Meat Spin, okay? Let's not forget about these fucking iconic videos, man. Let's not. Sarandos, you know what I'm talking about with Meat Spin?
how many spins do you get? And then once you click off, it says how gay you are.
Yeah. Man. And you know what's so great? Everyone got tricked by someone, you know?
Everybody.
Like your first friend who found out, like your circle of friend got tricked by someone. And then it was just a snowball. It just got bigger and bigger, getting tricked, and there was this like divergence of that website where, you know, eventually people were like, oh my god, what is this going to be, Meat Spin? You know, like it would just look like a fake site.
Yeah, you wouldn't open up any links to anything.
Yeah, but there was this new one where it was like you know, this is how old we are to the younger folks. GPS was getting hot. Okay. GPS was getting hot, and there was a website that was like, with the new GPS technology, we can track your location and figure out your address. And Stav did that to Nick. Stav was like, Nick, look how cool this is, or whatever, right? And it was literally on like the home desktop, like my mom used this fucking computer.
Yeah.
And I was like, because he got me earlier, and I was like, that was so I just thought that was so funny. Like, I got tricked looking at a loose, limp little dick going round and round.
While
his ass was fucked. Yeah. And You Spin Me Right Round was playing. And so Stav was like, dude, check out this awesome website, Nick. Like, this website can see where you're at. You know, and back then that was like magical. Like, yeah. There was no Google Maps type shit.
Yeah, nobody could trace you.
Yeah, so Nick was like, what? Holy shit. So he's like, you know, it's like, type in your address. And Nick's like, typing his fucking address in.
All and this me and information.
Stav, and me and Stav were behind him just like waiting. And he's like, all right. And then it said some bullshit like computing, like the whole thing was fucking fake. And then it showed like this fucking bird's eye view of like America, and it kept zooming in and zooming in and zooming in. And Nick got closer and closer, like the closer it got, like his nose was like a half inch away from the fucking screen, dude. When the fucking cock started spinning, man. Me and Stav lost it. He got so mad, too.
Yeah, how mad was he?
Yeah, he didn't, like, when he was a teenager, he had, like, anger issues and shit. He didn't like getting trolled that much. But, god damn, that was fucking funny, man. And he got tricked. I used to trick myself. I used to go on Rotten.com. I used to, like, you know, because there were links. You would read the title, and then you would decide if you clicked it. Rotten was a horrendous website. With the most brutal videos and pictures.
Yeah.
And it would say shit like, kid gets his hand stuck in a meat grinder. You know what the picture's going to be. You know if you click that link, you will see a kid whose hand is stuck in the meat grinder. And what do? Because you're 15. You click on it anyway.
Yeah.
And I... my friend, I used to watch it with my friend Tyrell. He was like the darkest skinned man I ever met. He played football with me in high school, and we would be in like some 3D graphics class because I went to some like engineer. Okay, stop looking. No one is trying to kill you. You keep looking at your fucking door.
I keep seeing something out of the corner of my eye.
Okay, man. Fine.
Go ahead.
No. Who do you think is out there, man?
There's nobody out there. One time,
why do you keep looking?
Ago, my sister told me that there was the boy who lived here before my dad bought the house got run over by a car in the front yard, and she saw his ghost in that window when they were really little.
Is that true?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
The kid actually there was a kid that lived in your house that died.
The previous owners, like the original owners of this house. It was this old couple, and they had one son, and he got hit by a car. I was riding his bike or
God.
Something. So the house was haunted.
Well, doesn't that explain it? There's no one outside. It's just the ghost.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I've been living here my entire life. He's never bothered me, so, I mean, when's he going to start now? Why is he going to start now? Now that he knows that I have problems in my work trouble in my life, he really wants to give me more problems? I doubt it.
I know,
he's understanding.
Dude.
He's cool.
I know. He seems cool. I mean, obviously, he's not a poltergeist. He's never, like, thrown shit at you.
No, he's
just
literally just tapping the door. That's all.
Yeah, he's like, I'm here.
He's like, hey, don't forget about me.
He's like, where's my peanut butter and jelly? He was, like, 6 when he died.
He was probably the only person who ever watched me jerk off for the first time because it happened in this basement too.
Where's my peanut butter jelly?
BJ.
Are you my daddy? Can I have peanut butter jelly?
Damn, dude. Imagine
that. I don't want to hear that.
Imagine.
I might go sleep upstairs tonight.
With your dad. Hey, Pop.
Hey, Pop, can I snuggle up here with you?
He's like, Lenny.
Little Lenny.
But imagine how fucked up it is. You're 6, man. You're having a blast riding your bike.
Damn.
And then...
And cars were so heavy back then, too.
And then you get absolutely annihilated by a 16,000-pound Escalade made of steel.
Nothing but steel. There's no aluminum back then.
No.
It's no plastic.
Turned him into a fucking fruit roll-up. Okay.
Fruit by the foot.
And before a flash of his eye, he doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't even understand religion yet. He's doomed. He's stuck in purgatory. You got to save him. You got to send him to heaven.
How?
You got to read books.
All right.
But be careful, because if you can also invite in a more dastardly spirits.
I just want to send him to heaven. He deserves it.
Yeah.
I have to be clear of that every time I read.
What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I bet you could find out in the public records.
Yeah. When we're done this podcast, before we leave, we're going to look up your address and write like kid dead or whatever.
I thought you were going to look up my address and say, look, this website can find where you live.
You spin me right round, baby. You know that music video? Did you ever see the actual music video?
Yeah, man, it's the best.
Bro, those guys.
Everybody, all the guys in the 80s are the coolest people in the world.
Those guys look like they have pussies you'd want to fuck. It's like so wild.
They're kind of hot.
They're kind of hot, dude. Like Mickey Free from Prince and the Revolution.
Hell yeah. Or how about Nikki Six?
Nikki Six, yes. And of
you ever
Motley.
Heard the story about it? when he overdosed and he took him to the hospital and he like came to and there was like a couple chicks there, like groupies, whatever. And he was still like coming, like trying to like get over being like overdosing and like almost dying. And he goes, he like gets the chick. He's like, hey, can you go score for me real quick? And she goes and like brings more cocaine. And then they just do cocaine and then sneak out of the hospital, even though he was pronounced dead for like a minute and a half, like an hour ago.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. I did know that story. Did you read the book? Did you ever read the book?
No.
They like came out with a book talking about how retarded their life was, like that stretch of like 4 years. I mean, they were like the hottest band.
Too much, man.
It really is.
Even if I was the biggest band in the world, like how many women are you going to have sex with?
Well, you know, the devil answers. I mean, the lead singer's kid died or something. In a car accident or some shit. So, you know, it's always like, you know, the devil's lurking. You know, all the success, you know, you will pay in blood. And you got to be careful, man. You will pay in blood.
Don't say it to me.
Well, you want to be a successful comedian. What do you think? There's no fucking, there's no drawback?
Listen, man. I want to be a successful comedian. I will do what it takes.
Exactly. By any means necessary.
If I have to pay the piper, I'll pay the piper. If I have to pay the piper will be paid. Okay?
Okay. You better work them jaws. You better start getting them jaws muscle strong. You better start necking some dick.
whenever people said, you got to pay the piper, I always thought they were talking about Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
The coolest wrestler who had a... What did he have? A bagpipe?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and he wore a kilt.
Dick swinging.
little dick swinging.
Ugh. Life's great, man.
I know.
Let's do a little recap here, okay?
Okay.
You got to draw bold red lines. Okay? Don't be taken advantage of. Trick your brother into looking at spinning wieners.
Right.
And you know what? Use a pistol if you have to kill a homeless man.
A demon in disguise.
Demon in disguise.
Yes.
I have an
I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Serenus is an apostle. He has an earache right now. That's God testing him. It will get better.
Tomorrow's going to be a rough day.
Why is that?
Because I got to go back to this other... I don't even want to talk about work anymore. I'm going to kill myself.
Man. I'll tell you what, man. Time to quit.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to say, hey, guess what? I quit. And I'm just going to walk out.
Yeah. Go, I've had enough.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of there.
You are rude.
Yeah, I don't like rude people.
Right.
Rude boy. You saw that video I sent you of Steven Seagal?
I did.
Did you ever see that video before that?
I didn't.
Did you hear the first words he says?
What did he say?
Something that, but he does it in a Jamaican accent or whatever, right. Caribbean accent. He goes something about like dicking somebody down or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's the man, Steven Seagal.
You're a lot like him.
I look a lot like him?
No, you're a lot like him.
In what way?
Confidence. Karate. You were a wrestler. He's a karate champion.
I'm going to imagine in my life, one day I will run into these very bad customers of mine in the street, walking by like a farmer's market or a supermarket, so that I can throw them through the supermarkets and just destroy them. And just, you know, if damage isn't done to the supermarket in a Steven Seagal movie, then it wasn't a Steven Seagal movie.
Vengeance is important. Some people say vengeance isn't good. I say it's good. I say it's necessary.
I say that if it makes you feel good, just do it. As long as you're not killing anybody, unless they need to be dead, you know?
Right. Unless they, you know, if they did something, you know, real bad, like the worst of the worst type stuff, like
yeah,
touching kids. I mean, you know, you touch a kid, you should get your head lopped off. It's like, how hard is that?
Or at least both hands.
Yeah, or and your cock.
All
your hands and
actually,
your cock.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some things to take away from different cultures that we could use here that would probably set some people in line a little bit more, you know, like if there were actual repercussions for the things that you did. But
hells,
you know what?
Yeah.
Who am I to say? Who am I to say, you know? Go let everybody be free, do whatever the heck they want, you know?
Jail should be for drug addicts who commit crimes so they can get clean and actually get treatment. Kid touchers should get their heads lopped off. Murderers?
Yeah.
Murder should get impaled like Vlad the Impaler did to the Ottomans.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rapers should get raped and then thrown off a mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? I don't know. Scammers should be forced to work at a McDonald's. And they're not allowed to use any type of credit or debit cards. You have to use straight cash. And they can only work McDonald's, and they cannot get promoted.
And they can only work McDonald's from the graveyard shift.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So says the dagger. And yeah, man. I love laws. I would be a great lawgiver in the dystopian future. So hell's yeah.
Listen, there's a whole scenario of how the world should be that I have it all and I have it all figured out. We will talk about it another time.
Okay.
Well, this has been Sick in the Head. I mean, and then you go and then you say, and then you say,
Fucked in the butt. Oops. I mean, sick in the head.
Yeah. Okay, good night.
Yeah.